Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden on the verge of signing his coronavirus relief bill into law, the administration now faces a race against the clock in trying to get the relief out the door as quickly as possible. White House officials expect the $1,400 direct payments destined for most Americans will be sent out by the end of March, but other forms of the assistance in the $1.9 trillion package could take longer to allocate. China's legislature on Thursday passed a resolution called the Patriots Governing Hong Kong in a move to overhaul the city's elections. The Chinese Communist Party now controls the Asian financial hub's elections, reducing democratic representation. A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A federal judge has approved a $650 million settlement by Facebook. The egregious theft of privacy by Facebook should infuriate the people of the world. Facebook's theft of facial recognition and other biometric data without permission of its users is a lifetime loss for the user affected. Normally, with a security breach, you simply change the password. Facial recognition is forever, and there is no change. The Texas Rangers Baseball Club is ready to fully open for the season. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
When the Texas Rangers open their season on April 5th against the Toronto Blue Jays, they may do it in a packed ballpark. The Rangers may be the first team to welcome back fans at full capacity next month in the wake of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's removal of all restriction on businesses. The team says they will still have mitigation strategies in place. Fans will still have to wear masks unless actively eating or drinking at their seats. The Rangers' 40,518-seat Globe Life Field opened last season, with fans only being allowed back during postseason games.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
NASCAR's in Arizona this weekend. Phoenix Raceway president Julie Giese was asked, where's the best place to watch the race in the newly renovated racetrack?
Oh, that's really hard because there's so many great things about Phoenix Raceway. The hillside to me is just iconic, and it's old school, and that view that you can sit on the hill and watch the race. But when you think about the renovation that we completed a couple years ago, the infield experience to me is a game changer. It really, our sport is so much about the access and being able to look into the garages and things. I mean, we took it to that next level to be able to actually walk into the garages and see you guys working on the cars and then Victory Lane being so immersive with, 1,000 fans or more all around you. And we actually built Victory Lane specifically for the fans and then figured out how to bring the car in, because we wanted those fans to be part of it. So that's probably my favorite part, but there's just, this facility is, I mean, it's top notch and I love every single bit of it. And I like on Sunday, I'll go sit in the grandstands with the fans a little bit and watch the race.
Phoenix Raceway will host a limited number of fans for the upcoming NASCAR event. Spectators will be screened before entering and must wear a face mask. On Friday, it's the General Tire 150. Saturday, the Call 811 Before You Dig 200. The Instacart 500 is Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are for a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, somebody's got to keep them accountable, ladies and gentlemen. Are you in? I mean, we're getting run over here. Whether it's a $1.9 trillion boondoggle that takes over a tenth of our economy, you know, the radical left has taken over. Joe Biden is, he's under a perpetual lid of some sort. And it's just become embarrassingly obvious that he's not fit for the job. And this is why even 50% of Americans, according to Rasmussen's latest poll, question and have sincere doubts about President Biden's ability to maintain his position as the President of the United States. Megan Barth is with us right now, founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but like you, increasingly concerned when we see how feeble and mentally impaired this president is and what he's doing. I mean, how irresponsible of those that are handling this president in jeopardizing the national security of our country when we have somebody who is obviously impaired.
Well, and maybe that's why the Democrats want to expand the access to the nuclear codes.
Mm-hmm.
First time I've ever heard that.
Right.
Maybe it is why Kamala Harris stands behind him at every press conference or photo op like the Grim Reaper. I have never seen a vice president that handles a president like she does. I'm surprised that the Rasmussen poll is only at 50%.
I
would hope that more than half of the Americans could see exactly what's in front of their face,
mm-hmm.
especially after last week when he was giving a one of his, it wasn't even a press conference, it was a statement, when he could not remember the name of the Pentagon.
Right.
He called it that place over there. And he could not remember the name of his defense secretary. This is very dangerous. This isn't a joke. I don't want to make light of this because our enemies are watching us and they're planning and they're not only laughing, they're also conspiring.
Exactly. Well, and look, and speaking of Kamala Harris, I mean, she's talking to foreign leaders. I mean, that's the president's job. She is now, you know, making those phone calls. Again, all this stuff is quite telling. And insiders there in the White House have shared with me off the record that they find Joe Biden at times just wandering the hallways aimlessly. I mean, that's pretty pathetic.
Anyone that has dealt with a family member or a friend that has gone through the early onset of Alzheimer's or dementia would recognize that's exactly what's happening to Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And we predicted this.
Yes.
We called it out at face value. We didn't look the other way and put our head in the sand and pretend we didn't see what we see or hear what we hear. We were the clarion callers.
Yes.
Of how can a president really just stay in the basement or stay in his house in Delaware and not campaign? Well, we know now why. Never in the 100 years of our history has a president not come out within the 30 days and given a press conference. Never in our history has the president waited this long to address the State of the Union of all years.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new president in the White House. We're getting through a pandemic. We had a change in power. There's obviously 56 executive orders that were signed in a hurry. You would think that all of these points would make for a great State of the Union. You would think that Democrats would want to prop him up and cheer to all the successes they've had since November 4th. And you would want to think they would demonstrate that and communicate that to the American people using Joe Biden as their figurehead, as the leader of the free world, their leader of their party. You would think that they want to have a State of the Union. We still don't have a date of the State of the Union. I think Biden might be coming out next week and saying a couple words. But every time he's asked a question by the lapdogs in the media, it's a yes or no question.
Right.
And
exactly.
He walks off.
Well, and they're talking now, the Biden Blitz Tour, you know, I guess the part two of the No Malarkey Tour is going to be up and going. So that's kind of like just throwing it out there. But going back to your earlier point, Megan, you know, the Democrats and the Democratic Party en masse is culpable in this ruse that they are putting upon the American people. I mean, is there going to be an accountability, you know, to, you know, the Joe Manchins and the Nancy Pelosi's and all that for what they've done? Well, you know, I just lay it out there because, I mean, I am and I'm hearing from others. They're increasingly insulted by what, you know, how we're being worked in this whole situation with Joe Biden. With, you know, look at, he's the president of the United States. We want our presidents to, you know, be healthy and to be effective. I mean, and this is terrible. I mean, this is going to go back. This is going to go down in history as some sort of, you know, incredible, you know, sleight of hand ruse on the American people ever perpetrated. And meanwhile, the establishment media is just yawning over all this.
Well, like I said, I mean, if there was a reporter worth their salt in the White House press corps or somebody that had access to ask the man a question, you would hope that perhaps it was more an open-ended question where it would require more than the yes or no answer.
Exactly.
An example that I'm drawing from was just last week as he made a statement and then he was doddering off the stage. They asked him if he went to the border, if he had a briefing on the border. He said yes. They said, did you learn anything? Again, yes or no question.
Mm.
He said, yeah, a lot. And that was it.
Yeah.
Now, we have a crisis at the border, but of course the Democrats can't use a crisis when it comes to their voting, so they call it a challenge. They have a challenge at the border. The Secretary of Defense or the head of Homeland Security, I'm not sure which one, just put out a statement the other day asking for volunteers to protect the border. I have a great idea. How about every Biden voter volunteer to go down to the border and clean up the mess they made through their voting for Biden? We don't have kids in cages anymore. We have kids in detention facilities that, oh, by the way, are shipping containers.
Right.
That the children are probably used to because shipping containers are used by the cartels and human traffickers in order to get these children illegally across the border. And on top of the border crisis that's going on, we are going to have another crisis related to the cities whereby these migrants are simply just being dropped off without being COVID tested, without being vaccinated. And so, again, there's two systems of whether it's justice or treatment in this country, whereby you and I are are looking at this vaccine, and I'm not getting it, and I don't care if I can't get on a plane, because guess what? I'm not going on a plane.
Right.
I've already traveled enough in my life. I've seen pretty much everything I need to do, and if I do need to travel, I'll get in an RV, and I'll drive around.
Exactly. No, I'm with you on that. We got about 15 seconds left. Let's do this. Let's pick it up on the other side of the break. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening at the border. And surprise, the Mexican government is also speaking out. They're not real happy with what's going on, too. So stay with us. We've got more after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Ahead of the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards on March 14th, IBM launched a new digital fan experience called Grammy Debates with Watson. Grammy Debates with Watson is an AI-curated music debate experience, allowing fans to contribute their points of view to some of the most important music-related conversations today. Fans can engage in debates related to the most groundbreaking artist or biggest style icon and add their arguments via the online portal. The Recording Academy is also transitioning Grammy Backstage to the IBM Cloud to seamlessly host the pre-show, premiere ceremony, and more. Christy Kolsky, IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships Marketing Program Director.
Grammy Debates with Watson gives fans around the world the opportunity to have their voice heard in some of the most iconic debates in music today. Powered by IBM AI and Cloud, this is another example of how we're applying IBM's cutting-edge technology to help revolutionize the entertainment industry and bring innovative experiences to our clients' key audiences.
Visit Grammy.com/Watson for more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
That's what we stand for. Fresh and independent we are. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues. Megan, as I was reporting, this was originally from The Blaze, that Mexico is upset with the quote-unquote migrant President Biden. He's creating business for gangs and cartels. I mean, this is what we've reported for years, even with the Obama administration's terrible policies. Now it's even worse because you have, you know, Biden pretty much putting out the signal to all points south of our border, you know, come into our country, even though Mayorkas and others say, well, wait, we're just not quite ready. You know, we're still getting the furniture squared away here so that it's real comfortable for you when you come here. But for the cartels and that, this is a human resource boon for them, because whether it's sex trafficking, you know, drug muling, whatever it is, boy, they've got these great resources coming across the border, and these people are coming here. They have no jobs, and as we've been saying time and again, when they come, they don't go to the neighborhood of Nancy Pelosi and live next door to her. They go into these minority communities, and here these people are. They're without funds, they're scrambling, and they're going to go to the path of least resistance, and sadly, some of that has to do with drugs and illegal activity. And what's the big loss for them? They have no skin in the game, really, other than, hey, if they can ride this out, maybe somewhere down the line, either they're just forgotten, or maybe they might be able to have a path for citizenship. But meanwhile, as they're getting through that process, they're tormenting the holy what have you out of these Mexican and Hispanic communities that they land in.
Well, and they might not have any skin in the game, but they have brand new T-shirts that say Biden let me in.
Exactly. Yes.
I'd like to know who paid for those T-shirts. I'd like to know who delivered those T-shirts. Follow the money, and then you will find the crime. And also, you know, this administration not only has this crisis or a challenge, they call it, on their hand, but they have blood on their hands. Let's not forget that last week, a SUV, like a Ford Bronco type of truck, had its bed removed and the seats removed from the interior, and 25 people were stuffed in an SUV crossing the Southern California border. And I believe that they were hit by a semi, and it killed 13 people, including children, in that SUV. Now, guess what? 13 of those people live with serious injuries. And guess who's paying for that? We are.
Yes.
Guess who's filling up our hospitals in San Diego? Illegal aliens. Not COVID patients. When you look at California's budget, 30% of their budget goes to the health care, welfare, education, and incarceration of illegal aliens. 30% of tens of billions of dollars. And it's only going to get worse, because the Democrats look at California as a beacon of light, as some sort of progressive utopia, but the numbers prove differently. And then let's not forget what Chuck Schumer said before November 4th. He said, we take Georgia, we change America. And that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and speaking of which, Georgia... I don't know what happened, but the state there passed election law overhaul. I don't know if you must have caught this. New voter ID rules, the limits on absentee mail-in voting. So it seems that they did learn something from the 2020 election, though a bit late. But you've got reform happening there, also in Arizona that's taking place. And meanwhile, you've got the Democrats trying to codify all this illegal activity in 2020. And I say, look, if everything was up front and it was all hunky-dory, as my dad would say, and straight up and honest, then why are they so passionate about passing H.R. 1? You know, to the most important bill. This is interesting. This is the number one important item on their list, is let's make sure that we don't get in trouble for what we did in 2020. So we're going to hide it under this bill and codify all these illegal maneuvers that we got away with.
Correct. And I believe I said on your show, another show, before the Democrats took power of all three chambers, or two chambers in the executive, I said that the very first thing they do is they'll change election laws.
Right.
Because that's the very first thing they do in any state that they hijack, is that they ballot harvest, and they'll do so illegally, and then they'll codify ballot harvesting. All they're doing with H.R. 1 is basically implementing nationwide ballot harvesting, eliminating signature verification, and running around signature verification. Let's just see how fast Democrats love signature verification when it comes to the recall of Gavin Newsom.
Oh, boy, they're scrutinizing that like crazy. You got Oh, they are double-checking their list once,
Triple-checking, three times over.
Oh, yeah, exactly, to make sure every... you know, I thought it was interesting because we were speaking with one of the leaders of the recall movement, and they're close to 2 million. And I said, 2 million? I thought you needed 1.5. He says, well, we're going to lose some through attrition and also the scrutiny of, you know, the signature processing. I said, oh, interesting. They're going to really scrutinize the signature of the recall petition, but not for voting. And, you know...
Exactly. And Gavin Newsom just said yesterday in some sort of hokey press conference, he reminds me of Cuomo, that things are never going to go back to normal.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Normal because the old normal didn't have equity.
Right.
What? So we can now see, which I saw a year ago, when they were talking about 15 days to flatten the curve, I said, oh, no. When they talk about temporary masking, oh, no. Nothing is temporary. No government program is ever temporary. No seize of power is ever temporary. And I am shocked at the amount of people who willingly will turn over their private medical health records to a government bureaucrat, because that's all this is, whether it's contact tracing, whether it's getting the vaccine or a vaccine passport. All of your health information that is normally protected under HIPAA will be completely exposed, and it can be used against you.
Can you imagine Governor Newsom, the standard bearer of equity, is talking about inequity?
Right.
This is laughable.
I was just sent a video from my girlfriend who's lived in Brentwood, which is a kind of a tiny neighborhood.
Yes.
She's lived there for 27 years. She lives across from the VA hospital, which half of it is empty. I'm not sure why. She and her husband are fleeing Brentwood for the suburbs because the homeless have taken over the streets of Brentwood. Now, we're talking Brentwood. If you don't, rent in Brentwood is very pricey, but living in Brentwood is nearly impossible because it's so pricey.
Right.
So what does Governor Newsom know about equity when he has inequity littered all over the streets of his backyard? But again, he's too busy dining at a five-star Michelin restaurant without a mask called French Laundry, while all the other surf businesses are forcefully shut down and no one can congregate at parties drinking $1,000 bottles of wine like Gavin Newsom. I mean, this is really the face of inequity. Gavin Newsom is the face of inequity. Democrats are the face of inequity.
Well, clearly, the evidence is there. Now, look what's happening in this other report here, Megan. Students are thriving in Texas school district. They never closed. Never required mask or social distancing. Boy, you know, this has to be an embarrassment to all these other school districts and other states that, you know, here they shut down. The kids have been dumbed down. I mean, there's the severe injury that is yet to be accounted for that has been thrust upon these kids because of the poor leadership, particularly of these blue states. It is absolutely sad, disheartening, and injurious to these kids that need to be back in school.
Well, in order to feel shame, you need to have a conscience, and
yes.
I don't think you're going to find a conscience in the teachers' unions or the Democrat Party.
Well, she's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. How can they be in touch with you, Megan?
ReaganBabe.com. Sign up for my newsletter. You get it every Sunday. Twitter and Facebook as well, at ReaganBabe.
Megan Barth. Thank you, Megan. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
More. mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With President Biden on the verge of signing his coronavirus relief bill into law, the administration now faces a race against the clock in trying to get the relief out the door as quickly as possible. White House officials expect the $1,400 direct payments destined for most Americans will be sent out by the end of March, but other forms of the assistance in the $1.9 trillion package could take longer to allocate. China's legislature on Thursday passed a resolution called the Patriots Governing Hong Kong in a move to overhaul the city's elections. The Chinese Communist Party now controls the Asian financial hub's elections, reducing democratic representation. A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Jordan Goodman over there. Yes, we're talking about America's Money's Answers, man. He's got all the answers. He's got the facts. He's got the data. And this is what we love about, you know, this particular show, that, you know, we bring on experts like Jordan, you know, to deliver the truth and deliver the facts, whether you like it or not. They are what they are. Right, Jordan?
Absolutely. And the facts are lately that interest rates have been rising pretty sharply. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin's been rising sharply. Real estate, particularly in the suburbs, has been rising sharply. There's an asset inflation bubble going on right now.
Really?
Absolutely. And why is that? Because all the money from the Fed Reserve continues to pour out. About $120 billion a month is being printed by the Fed Reserve that's floating all the markets. When interest rates are at zero and there's tons of cash around, you get an asset bubble, and that's what we're seeing right now.
So what's the forecast?
But it's going to get more bubblicious, I guess you might say.
Bubblicious?
That's a Wall Street term.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I'm not sure where you brought that one from, but yes, you know, because we'll leave it to you to come up with bubblicious.
Well, you remember, I wrote the Dictionary of Finance and Investment Terms, and bubblicious is in there, yeah.
It's right there, okay.
So, I mean, like in Bitcoin. Bitcoin's gone up to about 50,000, something like that.
Wow.
January of 2020 was about 3,000. So it's gone up more than 10 times, something like that.
Yeah.
And as the Fed Reserve keeps printing money and all the central banks around the world keep printing money, it devalues existing currency. Now, in the past, people have gone to gold, But gold's actually been going. Gold's up $1,700 an ounce. You know, it used to be $2,000.
Yes, right, huh?
So the new gold is Bitcoin.
I guess Bitcoin's replaced and become the new gold. But I guess that's the question inquiring people want to know: is why is gold going down at a time when normally it would be seeing an increase? Right.
I think the gold buyers have gone to Bitcoin. I think a lot of it is good.
They've got
much more liquidity there, and it's got FOMO, another term.
Missing out. Yeah. Now, do you have a Bitcoin or two just lying around? You know,
you can use it to buy things. I mean, Elon Musk says you can now literally buy a Tesla with a Bitcoin. It's pretty much an even trade, $50,000 for one Tesla, something like that. So,
well, I know last year I was reading there was a car dealer, I think in Illinois, that was taking currency,
cryptocurrency
for a Mercedes.
It's going to be very common. That's part of why Bitcoin is doing so well, is it's becoming part of everyday life. You can go onto PayPal and buy and sell things in crypto and lots of other ways. So it's not just this obscure thing anymore. It's really becoming real, and that's part of its attraction. And there's a limited number of Bitcoin. When it was started originally in 2009 by a guy named Satoshi, who nobody has ever met,
right,
he set it up that the maximum number of Bitcoins that could ever be created is 21 million. So there's actually a scarcity value to it.
Mm-hmm.
And with all these currencies being devalued by all this money printing and all this debt, people going to strange to call it that, but a hard asset, which is Bitcoin.
Exactly. Well, what about all this other, you know, allied cryptocurrency, not Bitcoin specifically?
Well, there's plenty of other ones. They're all doing a Ripple and Ethereum and Bitcoin Lite. There's a whole bunch of them. I mean, there's a whole subculture in the crypto world. I actually have two resources at moneyanswers.com. One's called eToro, which is kind of like an online community for crypto stuff. And then there's something called Paxful, P-A-X-F-U-L, where you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies very easily. In the old days, it used to be very hard. You had to create this digital wallet and have passwords and all that. Mm-hmm. It's much easier now.
One thing,
Bill, when you buy your cryptocurrencies, don't lose your password because you could lose millions.
Exactly. I'm telling you. How many people? I mean, every day you see your report, you go, forgot my password. I have no way to capture it. There's like billions of dollars. And meanwhile, oh, no, Bitcoin's at $50,000. Oh, my God. This is incredible. Well, now, speaking of this other cryptocurrency, are they realizing growth just like Bitcoin?
Absolutely. Probably not as much. But they've had moves of several thousands of percent. Probably the cheapest one is Ripple, which went from about 5 cents to about a dollar, something like that. So the other ones are moving just as well, and all the related companies like this company called Overstock, and they're exchange-traded funds now that you can do have Bitcoin. There's one called GBTC, which is a publicly traded stock on the New York Stock Exchange, which is a pure play on Bitcoin. So it's going way beyond actually doing Bitcoins themselves.
Wow. So we're talking, what are you thinking about, 5 more years or less than that for it to mature and be so accepted that you go buy groceries, everything else is exchanged with some sort of cryptocurrency?
Pretty soon. Starts with Tesla and moves its way down to cucumbers, I guess.
Yeah. Well, hey, why not? Speaking of which, what about stimulus? I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi says, hey, we're going to take care of some, you know, federal employees. We're going to give them $1,400 checks. And the minions down here in the lower echelon are just begging for cake.
Remember, all the money they're talking about is borrowed. We don't have $1.9 trillion to hand out in various ways. It's all borrowed. We're going to bring our national debt to over $30 trillion with a stimulus bill. Now, I think a lot of it is needed as far as getting the health care and get the vaccinations out there.
Right.
The cities and states are really desperate for money. They're talking about $300 billion for there. The unemployed benefits are about to run out in mid-March, so they're really going to be up against it in various ways. The PPP program, there's still a lot of small businesses that are barely hanging on or not even hanging on. So there's a need for all these things.
Yeah, but we've got stimulus that hasn't been, you know, stimulating anything. It's just sitting there. We got to get that money.
A lot of the money was given out was saved. It actually was not spent. That's correct. But maybe they'll have some kind of means testing so that the people who really don't need it are not going to get it. Right now, it looks like 50-50. You never know exactly what's going to happen. Right now, it looks like 50-50 that it will pass the Senate. Vice President Harris will make the difference there.
Yeah.
It's only going to be done by reconciliation. No Republicans are going to sign on to this whatsoever. It's a shame for something this big to be completely partisan, but it seems not the way things are going to go.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the world of partisan politics. We're still in the midst of it, no doubt about it. Hey, we were talking about some investing earlier. What's the latest on this flash mob investing that's going on?
So flash mob investing is what I call where the flash mob picks on a particular investment and drives it up dramatically. About a month or so ago, they picked on GameStop because it was heavily shorted. And people drove it from about $10 a share to $483 a share in about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And then it collapsed back to 30. Now it's about 150, something like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the latest object of their affections is Rocket Companies, which is Rocket Mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And the last day or so, that went from 15 to about 40, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Just on, because it's heavily shorted, everybody just kind of piling into the thing. And so the short positions, which are held by big Wall Street hedge funds, get squeezed, and then they have to buy the stock back to avoid some of the pain. So that causes the thing to go up even more. So you never know what they're going to pick. They picked silver about 2 weeks ago, AMC Entertainment, the movie theater company that hasn't opened a movie theater in over a year, that,
mm-hmm.
Cruise lines, I mean, they just pick on anything. So I think it's here to stay. I really do.
It's just a total anonymous group that nobody can dox or anything like that?
No, I mean, you know where they're coming from. Robinhood, which allows you to trade for free.
Yeah.
But people come in, and they're all on these Reddit chat boards and so on, and they say, let's do Rocket today. Okay, so
and on three,
it
go.
Exactly. It was up 70% in a day. Because they said, let's do Rocket today. So that's flash mob investing.
This used to be done by college kids. They had nothing better to do. They were a little bit bored, didn't have anything to do, and they'd sit there and just mess around with the stock market.
Well, it's a lot easier now because there's no commissions.
Yes.
Right? You go on to Robinhood, you've got it on your cell phone, and you just start buying stuff and selling. And for some people are going to do well. A lot of people are really going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean,
well,
if you bought GameStop at 483, it's now...
Oh, yeah.
40 or something, you're not going to be too happy.
No.
So it's not for everybody, and it's wild volatility because the flash mob then moves on to something else, and they leave the other one behind.
Well,
it's kind of like a game of musical chairs. You know?
Well, even worse, it's almost like, welcome to stock market rodeo. You know, see if you can hang on for 8 seconds, I guess. Okay, less than a minute here. The market, speaking of which, holding their breath, hoping and praying for a boom, huh?
Well, what you're seeing is interest rates rising. The long-term 10-year Treasury a year ago was 0.5%. Now it's 1.5%. That was a huge move in a short period of time. And that's telling you that they think the economy is going to be coming back strong when the vaccinations, which are going out there. I mean, President Biden says the whole country will be vaccinated by the end of May. I'm not sure that's true.
Right.
But if that were to happen and we could really open up again, yes, we could have an economic boom.
Well, Texas, big move, right? Let's open up Texas. That's got to be a good sign. He's America's Money Answers Man, the one and only Jordan Goodman. Thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 1 in 3 Americans say their financial goal for the first half of 2021 is to increase their savings. To be an effective saver, it's important to form habits that make saving simple and automatic. Chris Wong, Senior Vice President, Consumer Savings Executive at Bank of America.
With many Americans looking to save more this year, it's important to review your spending habits, create a budget, and set goals. Make a commitment to saving even just a small amount each month can help put you on a path to financial success, and there are many easy-to-use tools that can help make saving simple.
Using Bank of America's Keep the Change program, you can build your savings automatically by rounding up each purchase to the nearest dollar, turning spare change into savings. It's an easy way to make spending part of your savings plan. To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide, is with us right now. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great because I'm talking to you, and that makes it a beautiful Wednesday.
You always know how to bless me. You know, I just so appreciate you. You're so edifying, and but that's your heart, and I'm grateful for that. We've got lots to catch up on. You were out last week. Evie, by the way, she did a great job pinch hitting for you. She knows how to hit the long ball.
She does such a great job. She does such a great job. I thought she wouldn't want me anymore, so I was ready to just...
Oh, you know better. You know better than that. Hey, but anytime, but I just want you to know she's a stellar substitute for you and always appreciate her. So, no, good kid. And you and your wife did a great job with her. So, very delightful. Let's talk about SpongeBob. I guess SpongeBob, hasn't been canceled. And the new movie, Sponge on the Run. I love this. Tell us about it.
Well, SpongeBob. A couple of them are produced. One of my best friends who taught at our class in November, who's head of Legendary Pictures and a big name in Hollywood. So, the class gets you in touch with the biggest people in Hollywood. But he's a Christian, and he's conservative. So SpongeBob, although it's goofy and the characters are goofy and they sort of play on words, Bikini Bottom and stuff, there's a lot of good in it, and it's very positive and uplifting and family-oriented. And the villain, Plankton, who's tried, I think, over 3,000 times to steal the Krabby Patty formula, his wife finally tells him, it's SpongeBob that's stopping you. So he steals SpongeBob's favorite pet, and he's just for the king of Atlantic City, the lost city of Atlantic City. So, having grown up in New York, Atlantic City was well known. It is a lost city, but it's not under the water.
Right.
So the king needs snail secretions from, the blood pet Gary. So Plankton steals it. SpongeBob and his friend Patrick must travel. And SpongeBob and Patrick are just goofy, you know, like Laurel and Hardy characters. Mm-hmm. They're funny. But there's a lot of creative, positive stuff in the movie, and I expect that. There's even one long scene, which is a Christian allegory based on Dante's Christian work, Inferno.
Yes.
And, of course, that's his great work. So it's got some of those overtones, and I know some of the people involved. So it's worth it. It does have, you know, I'd say it skews for a little bit older children.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, adults will love it because they'll love all the silly humor and everything else.
Exactly. They can relate to it. But what an outstanding teaching moment, though, for all that's covered in this movie, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I say moments, actually, you know. Yeah, whether you're talking about Dante's Inferno or other, you know, dynamics that are...
Then you get your 7 years old to read Dante's Inferno, which
yes.
I've read the complete work several times. It's only a few thousand pages.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Written when he was in exile in Ravenna. It's fascinating, but it may be better to read it in, you know, in Latin. But anyway, there we go.
Yeah, read it in Latin. Boy, let's just up the bar even more. Read it in Latin. That takes me back to my altar boy days. I'm telling you, you mentioned that. So, how about Dolphin Island?
Well, Dolphin Island is cute and adorable, and very much like many of these other island fantasies for kids, where the girl, who is wonderful, Annabelle, is being taken care of by her grandfather. Her parents died when she was young, and the grandparents, who are wealthy New Yorkers, you know, never trust a wealthy New Yorker.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true. We don't believe that. But anyway, so they want to get her back and send her to the best schools and train her, and they come, and eventually, you know, there's some positive things. The grandmother gives her a cross necklace. There's some loving, and it's about dolphins. They're running a little animal refuge on the islands, and it's fabulous. It's like taking a trip to the South Pacific without paying the plane cost. It's fun. It's got forgiveness, friendship, family, faith, and you'll look at it and say, I wish I could travel. You know, Hawaii is still locked down, so it's hard to travel. But the dolphins haven't noticed it. They don't pay much attention.
No, they don't. They don't mess around with. You can't lock down dolphins. I mean, that's sacrilegious. You know. Plus, it ain't going to happen. And don't tell me that Hawaii is locked down, because I'm heading to Maui. I got to go see the grandkids here in a couple weeks, and they've told me.
I love it.
You know, I got to do the little testing, same test I took coming out here to California, and that I'll be able to enjoy 8 days with the grandkids. So looking forward to that and on the lovely island of Maui.
Yeah, I just, you double check and triple check. I mean, was supposed to see my kids from Australia and meet in New Zealand last year, and that got closed down. New Zealand, you can't come in. And then they got closed down this summer, which is the next one. I'm getting too old to travel New Zealand, so I'm
that's
sorry.
That's a long trip.
Maybe
14.
Not Hawaii. Yeah. Maybe not Hawaii.
Yeah, maybe meet somewhere in between. Yeah, that's right, because what is that, 14 hours from L.A.? To New Zealand?
No, it's much closer than Australia. They live in the southernmost province.
Oh, okay.
Australia.
All right.
Beautiful island. So, anyway.
Okay. Well, I do want to talk about what is featured in at Movie Guide. How to reason with someone who's been awoken. Boy, that's just the idea. I mean, it's like you need a whole new language.
Well, you probably did this too, you know, during the whole run of, and I've taken, for Lent, I don't read any news, so, I have no idea what's happening in the world, and I feel better for it, but before the election, because we reach a Christian audience, and quite often a fairly stable, conservative Christian audience, people would call me up like stars in Hollywood that I'd love and get angry. If anybody supports, Donald Trump, they're crazy. And then you try to say, well, what exactly, I don't care, but you're supposed to love everybody. You're supposed to love your neighbor. You're supposed to love your enemy.
Right, sure.
I mean, that's the whole premise. So what is it that you don't like? Well, I don't, and what they don't like, they cannot articulate. I have a suspicion, but I couldn't prove it, so I shouldn't say it, that they don't like what he was doing to stop abortion and to stop, you know, gender fluidity. And my son was number 32 in the White House. So, you know, I think those are some things that are near and dear to Hollywood, and they shouldn't be. So talking to him, I thought about all of them. They get their news. Where do you get your news from? You know, we talked about Governor Cuomo. No, we get it from the New York Times. Well, the New York Times has been doing fake news ever since Walter Duranty. And if you, you know, there's just a great movie. Mr. Jones came out last year. It's one of our winners. And it's about a reporter from England going and finding Walter Duranty. And Walter Duranty is being paid off by Stalin to tell the New York Times that Stalin is good, to cover up all the killings. Stalin eventually killed 40 to 60 million people, according to the Black Book of Communism. So Duranty was lying through his teeth. And that happened several times up to the present. You know, the reporters that leave the New York Times and say, you know, they've got a heavy bias. They're not neutral. They're not all the news that's fit to print. They're all the news that they think is fit to print.
Right.
So you can't trust them. And then there are other things like, do you approach woke mathematics, you know, where you can't say that 2 + 2 = 4 because that would be a conclusion and that would be oppression and that would be a, you know, supremacy. Well, if you can't say that, my wife has 31 doctors. She's been on chemotherapy. Well, we can't tell you how many pills to take because that would be a right or wrong answer. We can't tell you, you know, when she goes in for another operation on her throat, well, we can't tell the nurse which knife to take because that would be a right or wrong answer. We would be dead.
Yes, exactly.
So all of this woke, but the key is that you've got to have a plumb line. You've got to have standards,
yes.
And you've got to evaluate the standards. And the only good standards, as Samuel Johnson, the inventor of the dictionary in England, said, of the Chesterton, all of these great men, including Tolkien, is the Bible. The Bible gives us the standards how to evaluate this. You have to help them understand that the Bible gives them truth. It'll set them free from all of the confusion, all of the anger, all of the meanness, all of the unpleasantness that is circulating in society. It's not taking some biased opinion, and it's not adopting some crazy notion like woke mathematics. It's knowing the truth that will set you free.
Without a doubt. And that's the bottom line. And you said it exactly as it is. You cancel the truth and welcome to a chaotic world. This is where we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
Samuel Johnson said, I'm going to go back. Samuel Johnson was writing on a legal decision where the judges tried to take a law in Scotland and decided to, you know, to use their own opinion and to dilute the law. And he said, the reason that we're free is because we know what the law is. You know, you know, in the United States, you don't drive on the wrong side of the road, and you don't make excuses for it, and you don't give people a pass unless they're driving their wife to the hospital, which I've had to do, because otherwise all traffic would stop. Remember when the lights went out in Los Angeles about, I think it's 10 years ago? Every intersection, there was gridlock. Because you've got to have rules, you've got to have regulations in order to have freedom.
Well, there's another column in there. We're just going to tell you about it. You've got to check it out for yourself at movieguide.org. And that is, the fans are demanding to keep nudity out of Amazon's Lord of the Rings series. I mean, the fact that they want to, you know, bring this. Again, we're abandoning truth. We're abandoning a biblical worldview. And then we wonder why, Ted, that You know, the church is being too influenced by the culture instead of the other way around. He's the founder and publisher of said movie guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Ted, as always, appreciate it. God bless.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542.
We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Do you want to give